I think about on the journey as we go through this was the fact that I think as he has gotten older, we have learned that there were some struggles that he dealt with that we didn't know about. Like Cliff was saying, Casey's always been very popular. He was very outgoing. He had lots and lots and lots of friends. But I think a lot of that was, it had to do with surrounding himself a lot with so many people because he did have insecurities about things. And he had to figure out a way to work through those. I think as a parent, when you get further into this with a child who's gay in a state like Montana, you start to think about things that are the very basis of everyday life that we all live as straight people that people in the LGBTQ community have to think about. And some of the things that come to my mind right off the bat are, I remember him and his boyfriend and I going to a movie one time and him talking about how they had to think about whether it was okay to hold hands. And it was really, really interesting because Cliff and I were just recently on a vacation and remember when we were walking and we grabbed hands, like just second nature. And we talked about it when we did that. We said, think about how we just grab each other's hand or whatever it might be, give someone a kiss or, you know, meet somebody at the airport and never, ever have to think about what it's like to show that affection outwardly. And yet people in the LGBT community in towns in Montana, that's a constant thing on their mind. You're holding hands with someone, you approach a group of people, you have to think about whether it's still safe to keep holding hands or whether you should drop it. And I think me as a parent now, those are some of the things that are the hardest to think about what it's like for young people in these rural states to have on their minds all the time. I think, yeah, it's that straight privilege that we have that none of us ever think about those very everyday actions of loving someone. And that's what we're talking about here is who we love and care about. And yet those people, they have that on their mind all the time.
There's an aspect of having this straight white privilege living in the United States. And as a straight white male, I can pretty much go anywhere and do anything I want. And nobody's ever going to question it. So you flip that coin over into their world, and it takes on a whole different hue. Privilege brings power, and when you don't have that power, I think you mentally automatically go to a place where you're more thoughtful and I think you think about other people's well-being and feelings from a whole different standpoint on a daily basis.